Well, let's stick on the domestic front. And when it comes to football, the A-League season about to get underway. And for Sydney FC, it's huge. Allianz Stadium, you know, that big new stadium? Well, that is the home ground of Sydney FC. They are back home. It is against Melbourne Victory this Saturday. So what a rivalry. Oh, in a week where rivalry's been, you know, hang on a second, better not say we hate Victory or something like that. Otherwise, the league would be required to step in. Tickets at sydneyfc.com if you would like to go along, and there will be plenty there at Allianz Stadium. And it's not just a thrill for the fans, the players. I reckon it's a thrill for the coach as well. And Steve Corriker is on the line right now. Is that fair comment, Steve? You're excited to be a part of it at Allianz Stadium this weekend.
Very excited. Good morning, guys. I'm actually standing outside of it now. We've got a training session on it today, so really looking forward to getting on the pitch and seeing how it plays. But, yeah, we're excited, obviously, to start the season in like against Melbourne Victory, but also to be back at the stadium. It's been 4 years now, and really excited to be back, really.
And how's the squad looking, Stevie? We had a chat with Joe Lolly, one of your imports for this season.
Yep.
And I know you know everyone says, well, you can't worry about trial form or pre-season form, but what's your gut feel on the squad this year?
I'm happy with the players that we've brought in. Like obviously, Joe's got a lot of experience in the Premier League and Championship. You know, we're bringing a Spanish left back, Slovakian international winger as well, Rodwell. And we've brought up a lot of the younger boys from our NPL side as well. So we've got a good blend of experience and youth players. And yeah, I'm happy the way it's going. Obviously, we had one disappointing game in pre-season that knocked us out of the cup. But yeah, like you said, pre-season, you could have a good pre-season and not have a good season. So we want to really start well against Melbourne Victory. I'm happy where things are at the moment and looking forward to that challenge.
But, Steve, there must be pressure. I mean, and not just from your fans. I think it is fair to say the A-League, in inverted commas, demands a successful Sydney FC. You know, you're representing Australia's biggest city, Sydney FC. I know there's the Wanderers and there's MacArthur, but Sydney FC, you've got that. You've got that rich history in the competition, great success over the years. Back-to-back seasons missing the missing the finals, that just can't happen.
We only missed the final last year. We made the grand final the year before, so it was a disappointing year. But there's always pressure at the club. You know, the club wants to win trophies, and that's our aim every year, and that's no different this year. You know, we know how disappointing it was last year, but it doesn't take away the fact that it's a new year and new players. We obviously had quite a number of turnaround with players going out and players coming in. So for me, it's just another start of the season, which we want to start well. And obviously, at the end of the season, we want to be in the grand final again.
World Cup year two, which is getting underway in what we've got about 6 weeks to go. What sort of impact does that have on the A-League?
Well, it's obviously a massive time for players around the fringe of that, obviously, Socceroos squad. I think they need to make their mark in the A-League, especially in the first six games, and hopefully get called up to the Socceroos to play in a World Cup, because that obviously is the pinnacle of football, really, playing in a World Cup. And this is a great opportunity for them to show what they've got now in the next 6 weeks to Arnie and to try and get themselves in there. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of boys in that in that frame of mind going into the start of the season. I know we've got a few, and I'm sure the other teams will be looking at it that way as well.
Andrew Redmayne has been a terrific goalkeeper for many years, but now you have a goalkeeper who is recognised by everyone in the country. He becomes a headline act for you. How's he been in preparing? And of course, between Socceroos squad training and Sydney FC, but you are talking about, put him on any billboard anywhere, people say, yeah, that's the guy who saved in the penalty shooting.
Yeah, he's known as the Grey Wheel now. So, but he is very recognisable at the moment, and he's done a lot of promos, obviously after his heroics with the Socceroos. So, but he's no different at training. He's just the same guy. He's a down to earth guy. Obviously, works extremely hard at training. Sets great examples for the younger boys, and nothing's really changed in that department from my side. So, you know, he's definitely one that, you know, he's hoping to get into the World Cup squad, and playing a World Cup, which would be fantastic for him.
Now, we've been talking rivalries this week on the program because of the Parramatta Panthers Grand Final. Melbourne Victory, it's not a geographical rival, but would you say that they're Sydney's biggest rival?
It was the big derby before the Wanderers come along. So that was the original game that, when I was still playing, that was the big derby, and we look forward to that one. And, yeah, that hasn't changed. It's always the big blue. It's always quite fierce, and obviously having them first up in the first game at Allianz is going to be amazing as well. We're hoping to get a good crowd out there, 25,000 to 30,000. If rain obviously helps us out here. So, but yeah, it's definitely one of the big rivalries that the players look forward to.
You got a poncho, Steve?
Sorry?
Have you got a poncho? A Sydney FC poncho? I've got a feeling.
I think we might need it. You're right. Let's see how the new stadium goes with the rain. Hopefully, I'll be out of it.
Yeah. All right, Steve. All the very best as we start off on the season. A strong Sydney FC would be great for the A-League this year, as you say. Just the one miss. Let's hope competing for the title this year. We'll catch up many times through the year. And tickets are available for the game. And it's huge against Melbourne Victory on Saturday night at Allianz Stadium. Enjoy the occasion, Steve, and good luck this season.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Hey, Stevie.